You are listening to the CMC Podcast. Join us each week for messages designed to equip, inspire, and motivate. And now for today's message from Pastor Tim Brooks.
Well, it's June. We're halfway through 2020. Are you kidding me? We're halfway through this year. The question I got to ask is, how are we doing? Okay, how are we doing? The title today is Creating a Place Update. It's kind of an evaluation of how we're doing at the halfway point. At the first of each year, we have a vision. Our vision is creating a place. Now we're in June. Okay, let's talk about this. I don't want to just sit here and get to the end of the year and, oh no, we forgot. Here we are in June. Where are we? Well, the first of each year, I challenge our church to read just a few chapters of the Bible before you walk out the door every morning. Just sit down, read a few chapters of the Bible on your way out the door each morning. And before you know it, the end of the year is coming. You've read the whole Bible all the way through. I've done this now consecutively for over 40 years. Every year I read the Bible cover to cover, and I do that by just reading a few chapters every morning, putting my ribbon there the next morning, just reading a few chapters and go on. Well, I'm just checking in with you today. June is the halfway point in 2020, and I just let you know, Psalms is the halfway point in the Bible. So as you are reading with me the whole Bible through this year, in Psalms yet? Are we close to Psalms? If you're not in Psalms, you might want to read one more chapter than you're reading to get you up to pace. But anyway, here we are halfway through the year. Are you in Psalms yet in your Bible reading? I just started Psalms about a week ago, so I'm pretty much on target with where I need to be to complete reading the scripture all the way through this year. The first of each year, we have Vision Sunday. It's the first Sunday of each year. And we here have a vision. We're not going to just come to church every week and just shoot up in the air and hope something falls out. Every year, this church has a vision. Here's what we're going to work on this year. Here's what we're going to work on this next year. Here's the direction that we're going. So every year, we have Vision Sunday, the first Sunday of the year, and we talk about a vision. Our vision this year, we read Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, and it says, "Then God said, let us make human beings in our image." And right here in Genesis, God shows us how life is to work. From chapter 1, verse 26, all the way through the rest of Scripture, the entire Bible is about mankind. Mankind was the desire of God's heart. Mankind was the desire of God's heart. To have beings created in His image was the desire of His heart. Now, the question we ask on Vision Sunday is, why doesn't Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 start off with chapter 1, verse 26? Why don't we open in the first word in Genesis, and then God said, let us create mankind in our image? Why isn't that the very first verse in the Bible? Because God has no need for land separated from waters. Why did He do that? God has no need of vegetation. God doesn't need green beans. He doesn't need carrots. God did not need vegetation. God did not need the day separated from the night. The Bible tells us God doesn't sleep nor does He slumber. So God doesn't need day separated from night. God doesn't need any cows. He doesn't drink milk. He don't eat T-bones. He doesn't have a filet for supper tonight. God doesn't need cows. Why all of this in creation? God was clearly showing us how life works. You have to first create a place for your desire to exist before you can have your desire. Now think about this. God has no desire. God doesn't have any need for all of the things that He created. Why didn't He just start with verse 26? Why is that not the first verse in the Bible? As we're studying the sequence of events in Genesis, clearly God is teaching us a vital lesson about how life works. You have to create a place for what you desire to be, to live, to exist, to thrive before you can have what you desire. Pretty much universal, worldwide, people want peace. All I want is just a little peace. Tim, that's just all I want is a little peace. Whatever it is that we buy or vacations we go or whatever we do, it pretty much revolves back around bringing a little peace in our life. A little peace. I just want some peace. Well, peace cannot be. Peace won't be. Peace can't thrive. Peace can't exist when you're constantly fussing with everybody in the family. Yeah. Peace can't be there. Peace can't be when you're always raising your voice at every, you kids got to, you get out of it. Peace can't be in a house with your voice like that. Your tone of voice, peace can't thrive there. Until you learn to control your temper, just any little thing goes wrong and here goes your temper. Well, peace can't live there. You want peace, but you're going to have to first create a place for peace. You got a bad attitude. You just walk around with a bad attitude. I don't know what to tell you. Attitude stinks. It always stinks. Every time I'm around you, you got a bad attitude about something. Well, you cannot have peace in your life until you get that attitude off of you. I mean, whatever it is. Folks just like drama. Oh, they just love drama. If we don't have a crisis, let's create one. Got to have some drama in my... Well, peace can't live where drama is. You're going to have to get rid of all... See, this year... Our theme is about getting a hold of these things in our life that are not allowing our desire to take place in our life. We're talking about creating a place. It's exactly what our church is doing. That's what we're doing as hard as we possibly can. I mentioned last week, there's no windows in here. We want to turn the world off. Last week, shut it off. Next week, shut it off. Get in here where we can just turn off all of our pressures. We've got special lighting. We've got some haze in here. What are we doing all this for? Why does this church look like this? We're doing everything we can to create a place for you to shut out the pressures of your day and for you to touch God, for you to have an encounter with God, for you to experience God as you come in here and sit. And the music gets going. It's loud. Why is it loud? Because the voices in your head are loud. That's why it's loud. Why is that music so loud? We're trying to drown out the bull that's going on in your head right now. We got to drown that out. We got to overcome all the... turn all that off. Say, Lord, here I am. I love you this morning. I praise you today. I turn off all of the distractions. That's why we're working so hard to have youth here on Sunday nights, junior high here on Wednesday night, big group of young people here week in and week out. What we do, we're creating a place for our young people to grow up here. And when something happens in society that they don't agree with, our young people aren't going to go out and tear somebody's business up and throw rocks through somebody's. See, our young people are going to know that's not how you respond when an injustice happens in life. Well, we got an expand group that meets here on Thursday nights. A big group of 20-year-olds that are starting into their career. Tori and Sarah, she just shared with us about expanding our children's ministry. Boy, our kids are outgrowing us, and we got to expand. We got to help make sure our children are growing up with biblical worldview on Sunday morning, on Wednesday night. All of our connect groups, what are they all about? Creating a place. Creating a place. We've got a school here, Christian Ministers Academy, first or kindergarten through the 12th grade. What are we doing? We're trying to create a place where folks can get an education without all this nonsense in their life. I don't want all this nonsense. I want to score high on my ACT test. I want to get a full ride academic scholarship to college. Here's what I want to do in my life. We're trying to create a place where that can happen and you're not getting beat up in the locker room. I mean, we're trying to create a place for young people K through the 12th grade to get their education. Our Leaders Academy intern program, we've got dormitories back here for 9 months. People come from all over the country. They'll come here and stay here for 9 months and create a place for God to do something in their life. The Statlers on Tuesday night having Bible study right over here. Why are we doing that? Why are we doing that? We're doing everything we can to create a place for you to have your needs met. for you to have your needs met. That's why they're doing all that they're doing, all the effort, all the work that they put into making sure that happens. What are we doing? Trying to create a place. We're excited about this new coffee shop. It's going to be probably one of the biggest ministries that takes place on this campus. The lives that are going to be touched, the people that's going to be encountered, have an encounter with the Lord on a day when they're hurting, on a day when they have a need. That coffee shop open all the time where people can come and there'll be somebody here to pray for you, somebody here just to sit and visit with you at a table. Well, there's a lot of, I can't even tell you about what all is going to happen in this coffee shop. Why are we building a coffee shop? Our church needs a coffee shop. We're creating a place for something to happen. We're creating a place for something to happen in people's life. Nothing we're doing here is perfect. And for those of you who are very critical by nature, we welcome you because there's a lot to criticize here. You will be in a fertile ground. You can criticize everything we do. You can criticize our school. You can criticize all we do. But here's what I'm telling you. We're doing all we can do to create a place for God to touch people's lives. That's what we're doing. That can't just happen here in this church. That happens in our personal life as well. In your personal life, are you creating a place for what you desire to happen in your life? I don't know what your desires are today. What are your desires? Well, Tim, I just would like to be closer to the Lord. You know, I just wish I could grow in faith. I'd like to be closer to God. Well, don't just sit around and wish that. Create a place for that to happen. Faith comes by hearing the word. So every time you get in your car to drive somewhere, have a podcast playing and filling your heart and mind full of the Lord. So you want to be closer to the Lord. Don't just sit around and say, well, I'd just like to be closer to the Lord. Schedule you a time to pray each and every day. I mean, here's when I'd see you create a place for that desire to happen in your life. This year, our theme is quit sitting around wishing. And at the end of the year, we're no closer to our desire than we were at the beginning of the year. Today, it's June. So we're asking ourselves, how are you doing in our 2020 vision? This is the vision I shared with us on Vision Sunday, the first Sunday of this year. Okay, how are we doing? Health is a desire for all of us. We all want to walk in health. As long as we're alive, I want to be healthy until the time I go to be with the Lord. I want to walk in health. I don't know your desire to lose weight. Okay, then we're going to have to eat right. We got to exercise. You got to burn more calories than you take in. See, you got a lifestyle of eating too much. You just eat too much. I don't know what to tell you. You're eating the wrong thing for your cholesterol level. Oh, my cholesterol is just out of control. Well, don't eat the things that are high in cholesterol. That'd be a place to start. Oh, my sugar level's off the chart. Okay, well, you got to stop eating so much sweets. That'd be a place to start. So for your metabolic rate, here's what you've got to see. We got to create a place for health to happen. We got to create a place for, if lowering our cholesterol is a desire of our heart, then you create a place for that to happen. You don't just wish that it was lower. I want to talk to our young people today. You're starting out your life. Your career is ahead of you. You're starting out in your career. Let me just tell you, there's a great life ahead for you. There's a blessed life ahead for you. There is life, and the fact is, there's life more abundant. It's not abundant, it's more abundant. That's what's ahead for you. A great life is ahead for you. But young people, I want you to know, right now, you are creating a place for a blessed life to thrive, for a blessed life to be, for a blessed life to prosper. Or you are creating a life right now. You're creating a place for trouble. You're creating a place for problems at every turn. And at my age, I've lived way long enough, I can watch this. What you're doing right now is not going to produce what you wish it would. I can just tell you that. Where you're going right now, the friends you're hanging with, the decisions you're making, you're not going to end up in that blessed life, in that wonderful life. You're creating a life of one problem after the next problem, of one turmoil after the next turmoil, of one heartache after the next heartache. See, you're creating a place for turmoil to live in your life. Young people, decisions you're making right now won't lead you to peace. Decisions you're making right now, it won't lead you to safety. You're in a very dangerous place right now. Where you are right now, it won't end in blessings for you. I'm just telling you, I've watched this a long time. The friends you're running with will not get you to a blessed life. Oh, Tim, I'm just having a little fun. All young people, we're just having a little fun. That's it. No. You're not having a little fun. You're creating a place. You're creating a place. Now, what are you creating a place to thrive, to prosper? Trouble is going to prosper. Crisis is going to prosper. It's going to be one jail sentence after the next jail sentence after. See, what you're creating is a place for trouble to follow you all the days of your life. You can read Genesis chapter 1. Everything God did, he created a place for what he desired to thrive in life. And this is vital, young people, that you get this. This is vital at your age that you understand what Genesis chapter 1 is showing us. As we all daily live our lives, difficult times come. And when difficult times come, we don't cave into them. We handle them in a way that the outcome will be good. See, we're handling a bad situation. We're handling an injustice. We're handling a frustration in a way that the outcome of this will be good. The outcome of this will turn for blessings for me. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 23. It says, whenever a tormenting spirit troubles Saul. Tormenting spirits trouble Saul. Any tormenting spirits trouble you? Tormenting spirits trouble us. Saul would bring David in and he would begin to play the harp. Then Saul would feel better and the tormenting spirit would go away. It's very interesting. Very interesting. I just got to be honest with y'all. Just no sense in me getting up here and acting like as a preacher, I live somewhere where you don't. We just all live in life together. Pretty much every day I get mad. Pretty much every day I get frustrated. Pretty much every day somebody makes me mad. That's why I get up early in the morning before anybody gets up. As soon as people start getting up, then I get mad. I have tormenting spirits that just come and get me all the time. I'm just going about my day and here comes a tormenting spirit. Zoop! Come on, leave me alone right now. Okay, it's vital that you create a place for that tormenting spirit to leave. Because if you don't, you create a place for that tormenting spirit to stay and for it to thrive and for it to prosper and for it to grow in momentum. No, don't act like tormenting spirits don't come. Don't act like you don't get mad ever anytime during the day. You get mad all the time. Don't look at me like you don't. How long do you let that mad stay? It stay. And it festers and it builds and it festers. And 30 years later, you're still seething in a wrong that happened to you. And you're still bitter over that wrong that happened to you. And you're still seething over what he did to you 30 years ago. What you gonna do? See, Saul would, David, get your harp, get in here. See, David would come with that harp and he'd begin to play. Saul would create a place that tormenting spirit could not stay. See, it has to go. It has to go. When you get jerked up, when you get mad, I got to turn my mind on how good God is, on how good God's been to me, on how blessed I am. In the midst of this problem that I've got right now, I got to create a place for peace. I got to create a place for joy, and I'm going to have to laugh about this situation that I'm in. I will talk about this in first service. I'll not be talking about this in second service. But when my wife makes me mad. My wife makes me mad. And she does. She's good at it. When she does, what place will I create? Now, I desire a great marriage. I desire a fun marriage. I desire a loving relationship. I desire a home with no fussing and no fighting in it. Now that's what I desire. She's just made me mad, so the decision is up to me to create a place for fussing, fighting, yelling, arguing, or am I going to create a place for my anger to go out the window and for peace and joy and happiness to be in our home? So it's up to me to create the place. She made me mad. I get that. If she didn't, somebody else would. It's not that she made me mad. It's how you handled getting mad. That's the problem right there. Instantly, I got to think about my wife. She's an unbelievable cook. My wife is an unbelievable housekeeper. You'll never come over to our house any time of the day or the night ever, and our home's not clean. It's not organized. It's well kept. I never have ever, over 40 years of marriage, have I ever opened my underwear drawer and there wasn't folded underwear sitting right there. Not one time ever. So I can think about my underwear in the drawer, or I can think about how mad I am at her right now. See, you're going to think about something. So what are you going to think about? Immediately, I'm going to go to the good things that she does, the wonderful wife that she is, the blessing that she has been to me. Immediately, my mind's going to go to that, or I'm going to create a place. She running, she had never done it. I'm getting sick and tired of it, and I'd be better off. See, you're going to create a place for what you don't desire. I want a loving marriage. I want a fun marriage. I want a life of peace. I want a life of, this is what I want, but I'm creating a place for that. Are y'all getting this? Matthew chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus was called to a home of a leader whose daughter had died. Well, he gets there, and boy, there's a noisy crowd all around. Very interesting, verse 24. He didn't go in and get a hold of that little girl's hand. He made no attempt to do that. He didn't even try to go in and get a hold of that little girl's hand. Y'all know the story. What did he first do? See, Jesus wants a miracle to take place here. That's what he wants. Miracle's not going to take place here until he creates a place for a miracle to take place here. Verse 24, he puts them all out. Verse 25, he's created a place for a miracle to now happen. I get all of this noise out of my head. I get all of this negativity out of my head. What's in my head right now? I got to get this out of my head if peace is going to come, if a miracle is going to happen. Are you getting this? There are things in your life. There are people in your life that you're going to have to put out. Some of you you have a drama major. You're getting your master's and you're now working on your doctorate in drama. You're going to have to put that out. You're going to have to get all of this drama out of your life so that Jesus can perform a miracle for you. You're needing a miracle. Well, what do we need to put out to create that place? In Mark chapter 6, very interesting. This is always interesting to me. Jesus, now we're talking about Jesus Christe, the main man. Jesus returns to his hometown. They scoffed at him, they questioned him in verse 5. And he could do no miracles there. Now you need to write that down. Oh, Jesus can do anything. Well, he couldn't right here. He could not right here. He could do no miracles among them. Why? Because of all that was going on in those folks' life. I want him to do miracles in my life. I want to see miracles happen in my life. Well, what I'm going to have to make sure of, I'm going to have to make sure of the fact that all of those things that keep miracles from happening are out of my life, are away from me, and I got to create a place for that to happen. Our theme in 2020 for Christian Ministries Church, we're halfway through the year. We're in June. How are we doing? Vision Sunday, as I shared this vision, I gave a natural, physical example of this spiritual truth. All through Scripture, God uses natural, physical examples to illustrate spiritual truth. And that's what I did on Vision Sunday. To illustrate our theme, I told you that there came a time in my life where I wanted to raise some cattle. And I wanted to sell those cattle, the calves that they have, on a regular basis, because my desire was to make some money. I want to make some money. That's my desire. That is my desire. And I decided I wanted to make some money with cattle. That's a desire I had. Okay, we got to create a place for that to happen. I've got to create a place for that to happen. What are the steps that need to take place in a natural, physical example to illustrate spiritual truth for us? Well, the first thing you're going to have is you're going to have a really good fence. If you're going to buy cattle and you're going to turn them out here, you better have you a really, really good fence. You have to have a place to contain your desire. God desired mankind. Well, he couldn't throw them out here in form and voidlessness. The world was without form and void. So what did God have to do? He had to contain. He's got to create a place to contain his desire. I want to make money in the cattle business. Well, the first thing I got to do is put me up a fence. I've got to build fence that will contain. There was a bunch of old fence. There was some rusty fence that my grandfather put up. There's some rusty fence my dad had put up that wouldn't hold anything. Well, if I'm going to put cattle out here, I'm going to have to build me a place to contain these cattle. I have stretched miles of barbed wire. I hate barbed wire. If I just look at it, my arms start to bleed. I'm poked. Terry says, looks like you were in a knife fight today. What in the world happened? I'll just build a little fence. Barbed wire is terrible. Let me tell you about T-posts. If you've ever never had this wonderful experience, a metal T-post, and you've got this real heavy post driver, steel pipe, and you slam it down like this. Bam, 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 bam. What's fun is we live in Arkansas. You just will drive it in this concrete floor. Bam, bam, bam. And the only good part about getting one done is you have 99 more to go. I've driven hundreds of T-posts. You know, first of all, I have to create a place that will contain my desire. Tell you something about my desire. High winds and storms are a part of life. They occur all the time. And when they do, the next morning after a big wind, I have to saddle my horse and I've got to go ride my fences that are in the woods. We got some fences that are in a pasture and I can jump on a four-wheeler and I've got to ride those fences. What do I got to do? I got to check for holes in my fence. Big storm will drop a tree, will knock a limb out, it'll fall, bust the barbed wire, and you'll have a hole in your fence. If you're going to have cattle, if that's a desire, then you've got to keep the holes out of your fence. Yeah, this is real good. Is your mouth a hole? You desire peace, but boy, your mouth. You want some friends. You want a good relationship, but you run everybody off that gets around you. Is your mouth a hole for you? Is your thoughts a hole for you? Is your attitude a hole for you? It's June. We're halfway through 2020. Are you checking on your fence? Are you checking on your fence? All the time. There's storms that come. You could have a hole and don't even realize it. We got to keep our holes mended. What is it, or where is it in your life that your desire seems to escape? Your desire just seems to always escape you. Where is that? Okay, let's check how that's getting out. Right now, the only thing good about these riots that we're experiencing, and this is a good thing, it's given the media something else to whip people into fear over. And we've gotten a break from the coronavirus. It's been good just to watch something else anyway. You know, they whipped us into a frenzy about this. And the hospitals were not overrun like they told us. We have ventilators for everybody that needs one. And we were said thousands are going to die because they can't get a ventilator. No one told us 3 months ago that most people were going to be asymptomatic. That's just a new term that they really didn't want us to know about. That means you got it, but you don't know you have it. You have no symptoms whatsoever. Really, I don't care what I got if I don't have any symptoms. I'm good to go. It's those symptoms that get me. I don't care about the deal. It's the symptoms that I don't like. Most people that get it are asymptomatic, don't even have any symptoms. So the media lost its fear frenzy to jump on us with. So now we jump to the rights, and now we got 24/7 of hearing that until something else comes along that can produce fear in our heart, and we can jump on that. Keep us glued to that channel, whipping fear into our life. I just got an announcement to make. That media is a hole in my fence. I'm happy. I'm really happy. I come in, Terry says, how's your day? I said, babe, I had a great, great day. Well, you know, I'm a pastor. I lead people. I need to know what's going on. So I plop down in my chair. I turn it on. And in 3 to 2 seconds, I literally feel myself being drained. I feel a knot. I can feel that media is a hole in my fence. And I'm letting the media know I'm fixing the holes in my fence. I'm creating a place for blessings. I'm creating a place for peace. I'm creating a place for joy. And right now, they just can't be a part of that. They're a hole in my fence. Number two, when you get your desire and you got it fenced in, what will it feed on? What will it feed on? See, I can have the best looking herd of cattle that you ever saw, but if they don't have anything to eat, see, you can have peace, you can have joy, but if it doesn't have anything to eat, see, you can have faith, but if it doesn't have anything to eat, see, you leave a conference on faith or you leave Sunday morning and man, you feel like you could jump over a wall and you're full of the word and you're pumped up, but by Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, if you don't feed it something, it's going to get pretty weak. I desire cows. I desire to make money in the cow business. Okay, what are my cows feeding and watering on? Your desire has to have nutrients. Your desire has to have fuel. It has to have a fuel source. You desire a closer walk with the Lord. What feeds that is time in prayer. If you're not feeding that, you can come in here on Sunday morning and you can feel so close to God, it's just you and Him are sitting in the same seat. But if you don't feed that through prayer each and every day this week, see, you desire a fun, happy marriage. What is your marriage feeding on? Is it feeding on how mad you are? Is it feeding on how they disappointed you? Is it feeding on what they did that didn't suit you? Is it feeding on what you don't like about your mate? See, what is your joy feeding on? What is your joy feeding? If your joy is feeding on what we're seeing on TV, your joy is going to shrivel up real quick. You desire peace. What is the nutrients? Well, the nutrients of that is John 16:33. Jesus said, you may have peace in me. 1 John 5:4, those born of God to overcome the world. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against me will prosper. See, first of all, I got to build a fence. I got to keep the holes out of my fence. I got to keep my mouth shut. I got to keep my thoughts right. I got to keep the holes out of my fence. But next, I got to feed my desire. I'm going to feed peace. I'm going to feed joy. I'm going to feed faith in my life. See, I've got to feed on what God's word says about me, not on what the media is telling me. The third part of our example. In our natural example, my desire is to have cattle and to make money in the cattle business. Well, I've got to have a catch pen. I've got to have a catch pen to gather those cattle and to doctor those cattle. Cattle, as they graze, they pick up worms that get on the inside of them and eat them up from the inside out. That was good. I didn't get an amen. That long pause was giving you the opportunity to respond appropriately. Let's try it again. As cattle graze, they pick up worms that get on the inside of them and eat them from the inside out. Yeah, that's good. That's what regular church attendance does for us. As we're out here making a living, as we're out here grazing all week, we pick up stuff that we don't even know we got it, but it'll begin to eat us up on the inside. And first thing you know, what happened? They picked up a bacteria. They picked up a worm. They picked up an infection on the. That's what coming to church week in and week out does. Yeah. We come in here week in and week out and we get doctored. We get doctored on. We're in a fad society. we're here and we're there and we're wherever it's happening and whatever's the going thing, that's where we're going, and we're wherever it's happening and whatever's hip right now. For a cow to be here in this pasture, over in the neighbor's pasture, down the road in that pasture, week over here, a week over there, a week over here, let me just tell you something. Every rancher in this county is good. We got a lot of great ranchers in this county. Good cattle ranches all around here, and they all do a great job raising cattle. But if a cow roams, no matter how good that ranch is, if they roam, they miss when this ranch gave the four-way vaccine. They missed when this ranch gave the dewormer. They missed when this ranch gave the black leg booster shot. And so in a course of a year, they grazed all over the county in a lot of great pastures, and they missed everything that they needed to get, that you can only get by staying in that same pasture under that same care, because, well, we hadn't talked on this in a while. Okay, we hadn't talked on this in a while. All right, we got to address this issue. We got to address that issue over a year's time. I got a lot of healthy cattle because I'm up on where they need to be. If you're not careful running around here and there and all over, you'll miss being inoculated on what you should have been inoculated for. The point of our 2020 vision is, before you actually have the desire of your heart, there are some things that you first have to do. I want to sell a load of cattle. I want to deposit a big check. That's my desire. Straight up, I tell you, I don't want any barbed wire. I don't want to drive T-posts. I don't want to put up hay. I don't want to check fences in the middle of a storm. But our focus this year is that I have to do a lot of things that I really don't want to do to have what I want to have. And I want our young people in here to listen. I want all of you to listen, all of our young people. We're in a day and time when we do what we feel good, the way I feel like it. I wanted to. It felt good. We're doing what we want to do, and we're doing what we feel like doing. And I'm just telling you, for you to have the desires of your heart, you'll have to do a lot of things in life that you don't necessarily want to do right now. For you to have the young people listen, as you're starting into your career, as you're starting into your homes and your families and your future, your life will be lived often, very, very often, doing things that you really don't want to do, dealing with things that you don't want to deal with. You're going to have to drive some T-posts and stretch some barbed wire, and that's not, I didn't sign up for this. I didn't sign up for this. All I signed up was depositing and making lots of money. That's what I signed up for. Well, to have the desires of my heart, you're required to do a lot of things that you don't really want to do, and you don't feel like it. I get it. I don't want to eat right now those things that I need to eat, but I do want health. I want a closer relationship with the Lord, but I don't want to every morning get up earlier than I need to get up and read my Bible. I want to have money. Well, to have money, then you can't spend all that you had, because every week you're out of money because you spent all of your paycheck. How come I don't ever have any money? Because you spend it all. When you don't spend it all, then you have some. Today, it's June. We're halfway through 2020. As just one of the pastors here, we all the pastors here, want you to experience life and life more abundant. And God wants you to have the desires of your heart. I want to encourage you daily. You create a place for the desires of your heart to happen. Y'all stand. Lord, today, here we are halfway through 2020. Oh, we take our vision, we roll up our sleeves, we get busy about creating the place to experience life that you have for us. God, we love you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been listening to the CMC Podcast. For more information about CMC, our different conferences, Christian school, college internship, resources, and more, go to cmchurch.com.